So we are going to make some peanut sesame blondies with chocolate chunks. This is from My Two Souths. I'm looking into doing a joint review of two cookbooks, that one and Big Food, Big Love. They're both about Southern food, but from different perspectives. So this one where the blondie recipe is from, it's India meets the South. And the other one is Southern food from a restaurant in Seattle.
How do we get started?
We are going to turn on the oven, 350. And I need to melt some butter, and we're going to toast some sesame seeds and chop some peanuts. It looks like half are going in the batter and then half on top.
Do you come from a lot of cooking in your family background?
Well, I will say that I've been a lifelong enthusiastic eater. I did not cook growing up. My mother, godmother, grandmother, everyone, they show their love through cooking, definitely. I'm from Miami, big family. My mom had her go-tos. My family's Nicaraguan, so she would make gallo pinto and things like that that were traditional, but she never really taught me how to cook.
Do you have her recipe from that?
No, because she refuses to give me a recipe. She insists that I have to like be next to her and just watch what she's doing, which I need to do one of these days, but mostly I just eat it. Okay, so we are going to toast just a tablespoon of sesame seeds. You don't really need oil. Just about medium low.
When you review a cookbook, how many of those recipes do you test?
Probably 1 to 3, and that gives you a good sense of the recipe writing and whether they are clear instructors. Like, I recently finished up a review for Dory's Cookies by Dory Greenspan. She is an excellent recipe writer. Like, you were making a cookie and she'll tell you to pulse the dough in the food processor, but she'll let you know not to go too far so that it starts forming a ball, which is just such a clear visual for what to expect and what not to. You know, cookbooks, of course, are about the recipes, but they're about a lot more than that.
That looks like Irish butter.
It is. It's just the Kerrygold's Irish butter. You can smell it. It smells really good. I think of cookbooks as a form of traveling, really, and when I go on a trip, I kind of travel to eat. I'm always scooping out where I want to go try, you know, in the morning for a bakery or go to a cool restaurant. So with cookbooks, I kind of get access to places that maybe I can't travel to right now. So I cook, my husband does most of the dishes, which I'm very grateful for, but sometimes I can't find where things are. Okay, so we need 1 cup of light brown sugar, and that is going to beat in here with the melted butter. And then we're going to crack in a couple eggs, one at a time. See how it's lighter in color too?
Definitely. That's that egg white starting to fluff up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, stop that for a second. Though I am tempted to always double the vanilla extract. There's one cookbook, I believe it came out last year, Huckleberry. And one thing she said is that there's usually never enough vanilla or salt in baked goods, so she always just doubles whatever the amount of vanilla is called for in a recipe. The less sexy ingredients now, flour, baking powder. What makes a good cookbook for me is it needs to have a point of view versus looking up something online, which you can get a recipe for anything you want online, but I like that a cookbook gives me context and it's someone who's more of an authority and more of a trusted source when I set out to try their recipe in the kitchen. Okay, so now that we've got all our dry ingredients, the flour, baking powder, salts, we're just gonna mix that up for a couple minutes. Flavor, of course, is king, and trying to interpret that and give the reader a sense of the perspective in the cookbook and the kind of recipes that are in it. So we have an 8x8 cake or brownie pan, and we are just going to butter it. So you see how thick this is, right? And her instructions definitely say spread the batter. Now the rest of our chocolate sesame seeds and peanuts are going to go on top. We're going to pop this in. So Small Victories is one of my favorite cookbooks for 2016. This is by Julia Tertian, and it is all about small victories for the home cook.
I see a lot of these tabs that you've marked your go-to recipes.
That's kind of the most fun thing, sitting down with a new cookbook and marking everything that you think you want to make first. Another one here. So we have a couple. These are interesting too. So this is all about Korean food. I think I want to do a combo review of this sometime with Korean food made simple. and Cook Korean, which is really fun. It's a comic book.
Wow.
Right. And I haven't seen too many of these, but Dirt Candy, that's a restaurant in New York with focused on vegetables. She did a comic book recipe a few years ago. So I've seen a couple, maybe a couple of these since, but they're really, really fun.
Let me check on the brownies.
They look pretty done to me. Oh, it's really pretty. Look at the sesame seeds, it's really cool.
I'll bet you that really helps with that taste.
They're really good. They're definitely a cakier brownie too.
Oh really? Okay.
Mmm, I love the sesame.
It's really good.
Mmm, okay.